I know.
Dominique tonight performing on the campus of Jackson State, Jackson, Mississippi. And then Dominique will be with us for Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day on Friday and Saturday. She'll be at the live broadcast as well as Saturday's comedy show, because comedy and laughter is good for your health. Dominique from Jackson, Mississippi, how goes it?
What's going on, Tom, Steve, and Jay? What's going on this morning?
Good morning.
You watched the debate last night?
Did I watch the debate? I was in here walking around like it was the seventh game of the NBA Finals and the Lakers got another ring.
It did feel like that, didn't it?
Ooh, I was standing up with my hands in the air, everything. I said, we was playing spades. President Obama ran a Boston on his ass. he told him, get your ass up from the table. And you better not never sit down against a boss again. Sitting up there with his lines and blinking all the time. I said, who do that many blinks? He need Obamacare himself. Look how many times he's blinking. You do 99 blinks in 1 second? That's a lot of blinking. You know you lying when you blinking like that. At one point I said, I ain't need to come get her husband because this thing is over.
And did you see
you
the way she
came
in there?
You got to know, see, when to walk in there and say, okay, baby, you done good. Come on.
Exactly.
We need to go ahead and leave. When he talked to the Mexican girl, Tom, he acted like that was the first Latino he had ever spoken to in his life. Lorraine, she was like Lorraine. Like Lorraine, the Bob and Lorraine.
Like Lorraine.
He was saying something, and every right before he couldn't answer no questions. Every time before he was getting ready to make up something, he'd say, that's a good question. And you know, and I want to thank you for coming out. And we needed to hit it all. Shut up and answer the question. You ain't got nothing to say sitting up there looking around.
He was acting like a comedian that don't have any material, Dominique. You act like those comedians. He was acting like one of those comedians that don't have any material. How
that's exactly
doing?
What
that's
he was. That's exactly who he was. Y'all a good crowd saying a whole bunch of nothing.
He all but asked, where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah, he's terrible. But this one I knew, I said, that was the dagger. When he started talking about, I'm a God-fearing man, I said, here come the benediction. He waving the white flag. Yes, and I love God. I said, it's a done deal. Now, I know God said, don't put it on me. Keep talking. You've been lying all these time. Keep talking. Tell us the 5-point plan. Ain't no 5 points. The 5 points is I don't know. Jesus. I was so happy. I was walking around with my hands in there. I said, that's the big chief right there. I said, he going hard in this. He posted him up in the paint. Did a spin on him and reverse dunked on him. He put it down on him.
He did that kick like those quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Rodgers and them. They kick and go.
Yeah, I said, he's sitting up there. I said, but you know what, Mitt Romney, go ahead on. Ain't nobody voting for you. You finished. He might as well. He should come back and say, never mind, I'm finished. Because I don't know what to say. I done lied all I could lie. It was a beautiful thing, no, Tom.
I just wish when they got through, he had, you know, bumped him just one time.
Yeah, just
a bump.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
bump. You know
what
I mean?
That's all I wanted.
sometimes just a little nudge. And then when Mitt Romney starts standing in the circle, but pensions, the president said, okay, Candy, we way off topic now. And then he just looked at him and smiled. But what about your pension? You don't need to talk about money. That's the problem. You have too much of it. But I knew he was going to be dead in the water when he came to talking to the common man anyway. He don't know how to talk to the common man. And then oh my God. And then
Dominique, yeah. we said that was a black history fact. That was the first time a black man has ever said to a white man, no, mine's not as big as yours. First time in history, a black man has said to a white man, no, mine's not as big as yours.
That is a black history fact. That'll never happen again. He had them all discombobulated, so. Oh, my God. When he hit him with the last word, the 47%, who you think he talking about? When he hit him with that one, that was like one of them punches you don't even see. He hit him so hard with that one. He
make your mouthpiece come out. Yeah.
He tore him to pieces out there. I was so happy. I'm so happy for the big chief. It's going down.
We'll see you Friday in Philadelphia for Take a Loved One to the Doctor.
Yes, I'll see you Friday in Philadelphia.